16, please.
Refer renewal of Portland's children's levy to city voters as a local option for 5 years, commencing in fiscal year 2019-20.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler. I want to start off by extending a special welcome to those who have come out this morning to support renewal of the Portland Children's Levy on the May 15th ballot. 16 years ago, Portland became a model for other cities when voters decided to make children a priority and create the Portland Children's Levy. In partnership with schools, nonprofits, SUN programs, and an amazing group of dedicated organizations working tirelessly to support children and families, we've accomplished many worthwhile goals. We're providing children with the emotional and academic tools they need to reach kindergarten ready to learn. We're reaching students with after-school and mentoring programs that motivate them to stay in class, attain better grades, and improve their self-esteem. These programs help keep children safe long after the school bell rings. We're also helping parents deal with stress and trauma by offering respite care and other vital assistance so that they can become better parents and create safe homes for their children. We're supporting children in foster care with education assistance so they can experience success now and in the future by increasing their chance to graduate high school and go on to college. We're helping alleviate childhood hunger so families don't have to worry about where or when their next meal is coming from. We know that hunger stunts healthy growth and makes children susceptible to illness and puts them at a higher risk for behavioral problems. We've also responded to the call for programs in the eastern portion of the city. And now, 60% of the children we serve live east of 82nd Avenue. In 2002, 2008, and 2013, Portlanders said yes to the Portland Children Levy because they saw the connection between strong, healthy children becoming future leaders in a strong, healthy city. And we're hopeful city residents will continue to feel that same level of commitment to our children in the May election. So we're pleased to have a number of speakers who will say a few words on behalf of the Portland Children's Levy. But first, we have a short video that will provide an overview of the levy. Created by city voters in 2002, the Portland Children's Levy invests in programs designed to prepare children for school, support their success in and out of the classroom, and reduce racial and ethnic disparities in children's well-being and school success.
We know that there is a connection between food and health and learning, and the Portland Children's Levy allows that to all come together.
It means a lot that it's here. Families really, really need it. Before I knew about the pantry, our food would run low, and we'd be waiting and waiting till the next month or payday came. But with this little bit of help, we don't worry about it anymore.
We have children and families that come from high-stress situations with lots of risk factors in their lives. And so we really try in our therapeutic classrooms to have it be a calm, safe environment. We want them to really become ready for kindergarten or Head Start. We've been a grantee of the Children's Levy ever since the beginning of the levy. That's been about 16 years, and you add up at about 150 children per year, literally probably thousands of families and children that we have touched who have really needed the support.
I believe early childhood education is very important. To see two-year-olds that are able to start writing letters and that are recognizing numbers and colors and shapes is amazing. A lot of times I get families that come back and visit me and the kids are older and they remember when they were here and their experience, and the parents are like, they're doing so great in elementary school because they had this early exposure to education.
So the Portland Children's Levy has been funding our foster care youth services for going into our fifth year now. Kids in foster care endure additional transitions and instability compared to many youth. So having that one person who's consistent to show up and knows you, home after home after home, that can really make a difference in a child's life.
Hi, I'm Samantha, and one of the reasons I like going to Girls Inc. is because everyone in Girls Inc. makes me feel safe and that I can share who I am.
I've had girls who were in foster care and some who are, you know, latchkey kids. Without these types of programs, it's hard to say what all of them would be doing.
College is going to help me support myself and my family. It's also, I'm looking to go into social justice work. That's really important to me, is that, like, through college I'll be able to help other people. My parents, like, they're very supportive of me going to college, but they don't really know, like, how to support me in getting stuff done. And so having someone there to be like, Olivia, like, the scholarship application is coming up, like, the due date, is super helpful and has really, like, helped me get further than I thought that I would have been able to.
A 5% cap on administrative expenses, citizen oversight, and annual audits allow us to funnel 95 cents of every dollar to proven programs that help our next generation build a safer and stronger city for all of us. Thank you, John. Now we'd like to, part of the citizen oversight of the children's levy involves a 5-person allocation committee. We have several members of that allocation committee who are here today. I see Julie Young and Serena Stoudemire-Wesley. I'd like to invite them up to the table to say a few words. Oh, Mitch Horniger, too. Okay, great. Welcome. Go ahead, Julie. Yeah.
Hi. I'm Julie Young. I'm on the Portland Children's Levy Allocation Committee. Mayor Wheeler and City Commissioners, I'm here today to ask you to please refer to the voters the renewal of the Portland Children's Levy for another 5 years. 6 years ago, this council appointed me as the city's citizen representative on the Allocation Committee. I've been reappointed twice. Thank you for this privilege. The levy has, as you hear, for 16 years played a critical role in leveling the playing field for children and families for whom historical and institutional barriers challenge their success in school and in our community. It's the generosity of the citizens of Portland that makes possible investments in quality, proven programs. Grants are referred to as investments, because that is exactly what they are, investments in our children and in our city. When I make site visits to any number of levy grantees, I'm struck by several common elements, including these. First, the racial diversity of children served, which reminds me that services must be culturally informed, and I believe we have improved on this in recent years. I see direct attention to the children and families, whether they are toddlers experiencing a safe and nurturing environment at a relief nursery, or fourth graders enthusiastically learning stop motion animation while they're practicing cooperation and patience at a Saturday Academy after school program, or a Latino Network Spanish-speaking parenting group I sat in on, where mothers and fathers role-played parenting strategies and then critiqued each other. I see professionalism of supervisors, teachers, social workers, and specialists whose jobs are challenging but too often under-acknowledged. And I always see gratitude. Of course they're grateful for the grant, but I see more. I see gratitude for both the funding and for a community that cares about its children. You've perhaps heard this before. The traditional greeting of the Maasai warriors in Africa was this: "And how are the children?" Even warriors who had no children greeted each other with that in that manner. This tradition continues for the Maasai people. And how are the children? The answer, of course, is the children are well. This means the children are valued. Their well-being is a priority, and if the children are well, life is good. This should be true for Portland. If the children are well, the city is good. Thank you for hearing me, and thank you for your service to Portland.
Thank you, Julie. Mitch Horniker,
would you go next? Mitch Horniker, representing the Portland Business Alliance. Well said, Julie. The Portland Business Alliance remains a strong supporter of the Children's Levy, and hopefully will be arm-in-arm trying to get it reauthorized for another 5 years. We're especially gratified on the levy's focus on children and their families east of 82nd, in poverty, communities of color who've been historically underrepresented. And as the video said, we're now driving most of our money from the levy to those communities. And I think for well-deserved reasons, and we'd like to see it happen for an additional 5 years.
Thanks, Mitch. Serena Stoudemire-Wesley.
Yes. Good morning. Serena Stoudemire-Wesley, and I'm a representative from Multnomah County. And I'm going to echo what these folks have already said, but I will say that my hope is that it will continue so that we can start investing, as Julia said, investing in our children and starting at an early age, like early learning. We've made those big investments in early learning, education, preschool. And it's really important because if we invest in our children early, then it sets the foundation for them to go on and to complete college as they transition to school and into high school, as we talked about the chronic absenteeism and other things of that sort. If we start early, it helps to prevent a lot of those things. And also, I believe that it also helps these organizations who are holistically helping our children provide those wraparound services to them. So a lot of them is just a one-stop shop. And as we move forward, hopefully it becomes a no-wrong door place for children and their families to go and get the services that they need to help them succeed and to thrive in this economy and in Oregon.
Thank you all for being here, and thank you for your service on the Allocation Committee. Next, I'd like to bring up some of the organizations that the Children's Levy invest in. They have come with staff, students, and family to talk about how the levy has made a difference in their lives. First up, we have a group from Albina Early Head Start. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Helen Field, and I've worked for Albina Early Head Start for the last 5 years. And I've had the privilege over the last 2.5 years to supervise our Portland Children's Levy funded home visitors. And because of the levy, we are able to visit 24 children. Most of our families we serve are families who are new to our country, and our home visitors help support them to be successful in our area. We provide once a week visits for 90 minutes and classroom experiences and field trips to the zoo, OMSI, et cetera, and with the help of PCL, and Portland Children's Levy, we are able to serve these families with dedicated staff and parents who rarely miss a home visit. The home visits, like I said, I think are 90 minutes, and we provide child development information, social supports. We have lots of book programs and things that we make available to the parents. And many of our families return to their home visitors when they are when they have more children, or if they become pregnant, we can serve them as well. Albina believes that parents are the first and best teachers for their children, and the Portland Children's Levy helps us continue that message or that mission, and helps us to empower families and support their children.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Fatia, and before I started working for Albina Head Start, I was a parent for 2 years. Before my son was enrolled in the program, I moved to Portland, new, didn't really know anyone, didn't have a family. I was struggling with childcare and trying to balance going to work and being able to also take care of my child, and I wasn't able to afford paying for childcare. And where I worked, if you called out 3 times in 3 months, you get written up. And I was really struggling, stressing, being a young mother. And when my child was enrolled into Albina, I was able to just feel less stressed and be able to have a place where it's cost-free to me, and I go bring my child. And also, they give me a chance to go into the classroom and volunteer in my child's classroom, come in if I choose to have lunch with him. And I just seen, like, it's mothers like I that are working with my child, and I was able to, like, he's my first child. So I'm like, oh, no, I can't leave him with, you know, anybody. So I was able to find comfort in the staff that was there taking care of my child. And eventually I actually fell in love with the work that they do with my child. My child is, like, 2 now, and he can have a full-on conversation with you. Like, he's very talkative, very smart, and the things that they do with him every single day and every hour. And I decided to actually apply for my... I volunteered in the classroom and decided to apply for the program as assistant teacher. And in less than a month, I was able to, like, move up and become a head teacher. And now I actually am a head teacher at Franklin. And I just want to be... I just want to say I am very thankful for all that you guys do to allow us to have that program that cares not only for my child, but for every parent that needs that and cannot afford to have, like, money to pay out for childcare and also balance to pay for bills that we have to pay for. And I'm grateful, and I'll be even more grateful if you guys continue to support us so we can do the work that we do and our families can be served.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Carmen English, and like her, I'm a parent. My kids have been in the program for 3 years, and I had a rocky start. When I first found out about the program through another person who finished, I was actually homeless living out of the car with my kids. So this program in 3 years has completely transformed my life. I am now in a stable home for all of my children. Myself and my husband, we both were able to work because of the stabilization and the resources that were provided through Albina Head Start. We have just... I'm getting totally emotional. My kids are... They've been greatly impacted from this program, just to say the least. My kids are performing above benchmark. They're now in David Douglas School District. They've transitioned out. The older two have. The younger two are still in the program. My kids that are in the preschool program still participating with Albina Head Start are doing the same work that my kids that are in elementary school. The work is challenging. They're providing them with what they need, and now these kids are ahead and getting more advantages than the kids who did not experience the program. And the stabilization that the resources from the family advocates and all of the other programs that they're able to recommend you to through their social services has propelled my family. And I am moving forward, and now I am also transitioning to actually work for the program because I understand that this is something that's necessary for the community. This is something that the kids absolutely need to succeed. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here and for sharing your stories.
Thank you.
And next I'd like to introduce El Programa Hispano Catolico's Puntas Primaria after school program. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Dominguez. I'm 9 years old, and I also go to Wilkes Elementary. Puntas is helping me because we always have to focus on doing our homework first. It gives me the space to do it, Puntas, and ask for help if I need it. Another thing that Puntas has helped me with is learning more about our Latino culture. For example, we have made an Ojo de Dios, we have learned about Dia de los Muertos, and got to make sugar skulls. We also do baile folclórico and have learned about dance from Jalisco and got to perform it. I would love for Puentes to be at every school because I want others to get the help they need with their homework that they don't understand, and so they can also learn about their culture. Thank you.
Thank you. Nicely done.
Hi, my name is Clarissa Hernandez. I am 10 years old. I go to Wilkes Elementary. I like being a part of Puentes because we get to do a lot of fun activities. The first thing we always concentrate on is doing our homework. I love getting that space because I can do it during the time and not have to worry about it at home where I sometimes forget. We have learned many things, like when we practice our multiplication, we play fun games like math bingo. We have done a scavenger hunt to learn about coordinates and many other things. We also learn about our culture. For example, something that we have made is un ojo de Dios, which is made from a tribe in Mexico called Los Huicholes. We also do baile folclórico, which I love because we get to dance different kind of dances. I really enjoy being in Puentes with a lot of my friends, and I hope I can continue being a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jackie Dominguez. I'm 11 years old, and I also attend Wilkes Elementary. Some of the things that I do in Puentes that are helping me is that we get 1 hour to do our homework, which is helping me a lot because I can have the help to do it here in Puentes instead of doing it at home, where I sometimes don't have someone to help me. Puentes makes learning about things fun. We also get to learn about our Latino culture by doing many crafts and dances. One of the things that I have learned was how to make papel de amate, which is made in Puebla, Mexico, from a tree called the mate tree. We got to make our own colored paper and got to decorate it. I really like being in Puentes with my friends and enjoy everything we get to do with Ms. Isabel. Thank you.
Thank you all. We have some more that want to speak.
Hi, my name is Stacy Dominguez, and I'm 11 years old, and I go to Wilkes Elementary. I'm in Puentes, and some of the things that I have learned about is our Latino culture. One of my favorite parts of Puentes is baile folclórico. One of the dances we have learned is from Jalisco. We will be learning a dance from Veracruz, and we will be showcasing what we have learned. Every day in Puentes, we focus on doing our homework for at least an hour. So if we need help with it, we can do it during Puentes time. I enjoy doing my homework during Puentes time for a couple of reasons. I like to get to do it with my friends, and I have someone who can help me with it almost all the time when I get stuck on something. And it makes it more fun. Puentes makes learning fun in general, especially because we have the best teacher ever, Miss Isabel. Thank you.
Hola, mi nombre es Ayase Orozco Montalvo y tengo 10 años y voy a la escuela de Wilkes Elementary. En Puentes me gusta mucho porque nos dan una hora de hacer nuestra tarea y eso me está ayudando mucho en el inglés y en la tarea. Y también me gusta mucho Puentes porque hacemos muchas manualidades y juegos tradicionales. Tenemos un robot en nuestra clase de Puentes que cuando vamos a clases tenemos que poner en el robot un ticket y todos trabajamos para llenar el robot para ir a un pase, así que es muy importante venir todos los días. Otras cosas que me encantan de Puentes es nuestro grupo de baile folclórico. Hemos aprendido un baile de Jalisco y vamos a aprender uno de Veracruz y Durango. I love coming to Puentes because it is so much fun and it's helping me understand a lot of stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, could we suspend the rules so that we can acknowledge these young kids today? Thank you.
I just want to say thank you real quick before we leave. I'm Isabel. I'm the Puentes mentor at Wilkes Elementary. These are my students, some of my students. I'm very, very grateful for this program at the school. I have about 46 kids enrolled. I wish I could have more kids, but there's no room for them because it's just me by myself, sometimes with them. So I'm very grateful. You know, I see teachers coming up to me and telling me they have other kids that they would love to recommend for the program because they can see that they're improving on their homework. Kids are actually turning in their work on time instead of a week, 2 weeks late. I have parents calling me and also telling me, you know, I want my kids to come more days because sometimes coming home is not the best option for them. So they want them to stay in a positive place, which is a school with me. So I'm very thankful for this program. I hope it continues for a very long time at Wilkes and other schools because we're very grateful. I could see a huge improvement in my students, some that like that Issy that barely can speak English, and her English is improving every single day so well. I have kids that are very shy and can't even talk that are now screaming on top of their lungs in front of people. So I can see a huge improvement thanks to programs like this, and I'm very thankful for them. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you very much. Well done, kids. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce our next group, which is IRCO's Refugee and Immigrant Mentoring Program. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Okay.
Good morning.
Muy buenos días.
Good morning.
Al igual que estos niños, vengo representando el programa de Puentes.
Like these children, I'm representing the Puentes program.
Ya que sé que es la importancia para la educación y este programa les ayuda con lo que es el multicultural, habla de sus raíces, de sus orígenes.
This is a very important multicultural program. They're talking about their roots.
También lo he notado, tengo un hijo en el programa y he notado cómo los ayudan con sus tareas, con otras cosas que ellos necesitan.
I have a son in the program and I noticed how they're helping him with his homework and other things that he might need.
Pero hay un pequeño problema. Por el momento mi hijo está recibiendo solo un día, el cual él pregunta si le podrían dar más días.
There is a small problem. At the present, my son is only receiving one day, and I was wondering if we could give him more time, more days.
No sé si es por los fondos, pero me gustaría que hubiera más fondos para este programa y que no se terminara para que así pudieran brindarle más ayuda y apoyo a los niños.
I don't know if it's because of the funding, but I would hope that we would get more funding so that we could give more support to the children.
El programa ha ayudado bastante a mi niño, ha notado bastantes cambios con la tarea ya que yo no podía ayudarlo. En el programa lo han estado ayudando mucho y espero continúe.
The program has helped my child a lot, and I hope to this to continue. Me faltó algo. Repítelo.
De la ayuda con la tarea que yo no podía brindarle a mi hijo, lo han estado ayudando.
The help that my son, that I couldn't help with my son with his homework, they have helped me in that respect.
Así, estos programas que continúen podrán ayudar a que los niños alcancen los niveles que ellos necesitan alcanzar para los que están más bajos.
I hope, and my request is that these programs continue so that these levels that they could achieve could be better, higher. Yes, thank you. Okay.
Gracias.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now we have IRCO's Refugee and Immigrant Mentoring Program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Manidas Bharati. It's important. It's
important. Good morning, Commissioner and Mayor. My name is Rebecca Lomboto, and I am one of the RIM coordinators for the RIM stands for Refugees Immigrant Mentoring, and we're located at Africa House. My team and I are so excited to be receiving funds for the past 5 years for the mentorship program. And, you know, as you all need, there's a lot of great in the immigrant and refugees communities. And IRCO RIM programs fill this need by providing one-on-one community-based mentorship within Monoma County School Districts that focuses on building positive relationship between youth and volunteers. Through this mentorship project, we're able to serve 67 youth per year, 7 to 12 graders across all Monoma School Districts. Currently, our volunteers' mentors have been providing our youth with 10 hours or more of monthly one-on-one mentorship. While our staff team that are here and parents are doing a great job in this project, we're still in a lot of work ahead of us that our mentorship programs are still needing for our students. Our mentoring programs right now is really crucial, and it's the success for the family that we serve. It's really important. This support are essential for eliminating disparities, closing opportunity gaps, and ensuring better educational experience for immigrant and refugee students within Monoma school districts. So right now we have one of our staff, Omar, who's going to kind of talk a little bit about what our mentorships and the homework help are doing.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for inviting me here today. Our work is to help our culture shock clients navigate through the new culture in the real city, plus and living in the new country, facing the different barriers that come with it. As New Portlanders, we want our clients to give back to the community by when they leave our program. RIM helps with mentoring, matching, enrichment, enrichment activities, academic community-based activities. The culturally approached programs has helped clients integrate easier to society with culturally specific programming, including diverse staffs that come from around the world that speak different languages and our in-depth understanding of many cultures and how we can solve the barriers as they face every day. Our program is mostly specifically focuses academic community-based activities. Like every Saturday, we have a homework help tutoring club. We do outdoor activities like hiking, snowshoeing, Friday basketball help, traditional karate workshops, and mentor and mentee social hour. And those programs, that our main focus for that will be to use a self-based approach to establish a supportive relationship between the youth and the mentor in order to provide to provide guidance and promote social responsibility to increase participation in academic learning, to build self-esteem, and create a positive connection through a culturally specific programming. That's our main focus. So thank you for the support. It's been very helpful. It made the youth an impact. And without the city's levy, it would make a hardship for us. But with the support, it has expanded our program all the way up to Washington County. So we really appreciate the work that you guys have been given, and hopefully we can expand the program.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners and Mayors. My name is Ashika Bharati, and I'm from Bhutan. I've been working in refugee immigrant and mentoring program for the past 4 years. I have here one of our youth parents to share the experience and the support that we've been providing in refugee immigrant and mentoring program.
Thank you.
My name is Manirat Bharati. I'm from Bhutan.
My name is Maniraj Bharati, and I came here as a Bhutanese refugee from Bhutan. I came in U.S. in 2009, and when I came to this country, I struggled a lot with my youth. When my daughters came to this country, they struggled with the school, American new school system, and also the culture to fit into the new country. And Africa House has been providing a lot of support to my daughters by giving the mentors and providing the extra resources that they need academically to improve their school academic stuff. Not only to my daughters, but also Africa House has been helping all the youth from different communities as well. You want to see this program expanded and get more support and resources to the all refugee and immigrant youth in the community.
त्यसमा अर्थ मात्र नभएर जस्तो बस पासहरू भयो नानीहरूलाई हामी कमाइ नहुनेहरूलाई बिजुलीको अफिसको बिलहरू भयो त्यसमा धेरै हेल्प गर्नुहुन्छ त्यो अफिसले
Not only that, Africa House also has other resources, like I am busy because I don't work, and it has been an extra support for us to support my family.
Thank you.
Since my daughters were enrolled in the program, I can see the impact in their schoolwork by giving them a mentors and learning about the new American culture. So I would like to thank today by giving him to come here and sharing his experience in the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Hello, my name is Prashant, and I'm from Bhutan, currently a 10th grader in David S. High School. And I've been in the refugee, immigrant, and mentoring program for the past 2 years. Before I was enrolled in this program, I struggled with many things like homework and school stuff. After I was enrolled in the mentoring program, it has helped me a lot. They found me a mentor who matched my interest and sacrificed his time to meet at my house once a week to help me with homework and other school things. He also helps me with like other things with volunteering, and like he takes me places like... For example, like I went to meet a pharmacist, he shared with me what like he does and how hard he worked to get there, and he's just a great mentor and things like that. And furthermore, I look up to him. He's like a great role model. He like tells me like to do great in school, and he pushes me to work harder. And also the ERCL staff, they push me to work harder. And I just want to say thank you for supporting this program. It's been a great impact in my life greatly, not just only schoolwork, like helped me speak this language, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Siat Hefo. I'm from Somalia. I'm a senior at David Douglas High School. I've been in the refugee immigrant program since my sophomore year of high school, so 3 years ago. Before I was enrolled in this program, I've struggled with English, writing, especially, and the RIM program has helped me find a mentor who knows what kind of student I am, the things that I needed help with, like writing an essay. Like, they've helped me with my college's essay right now, too. I just want to say thank you for supporting this program.
Thank you. Thanks.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Hayat Hassan. I am a senior at Reynolds High School. I have been a part of the RIM program since seventh grade year. RIM program has taught me a lot of things, like how to build leadership, how to speak up for what you think is important, but most importantly, how to succeed. How to persevere through obstacles and achieve your goals in life. Throughout my time being a part of RIM, I learned that no matter your language barrier, the background you came from, you can achieve what you want to achieve if you work hard towards it. Because I was a first generation student, becoming a freshman at high school, it was scary. I did not know the system of being in high school that you have to pass credit, you have to pass your classes in order to graduate. But RIM staff members provided enough support so it wouldn't be as scary. I am glad that I have been a part of this program because now I know what I want to do later in life. And they have helped me so far that I can pass my classes, get good grades, and hopefully go to university next year. Thank you for supporting this program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Muhammad Ali Hirsi.
He's from Somali, and he grew up in a refugee camp in Kenya. He has a family of 8 people, and Africa House has been supporting him, the RIM program.
خاص أنا نكرن أجي عاوية ملكتو أجي استهلها ملكتو اللي عاوية.
Everything I need, they provide me. It's either going to the hospital or just canoes for his kids. He's just a little bit emotional right now. Things that we have done for him, and he's really thankful, and he's glad to have this program. So,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I said, thank you. Please refund this program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have a group to talk about child abuse prevention, and it's El Programo's PCHIP program, which is Child Abuse Prevention and Intervention.
Good morning.
Good morning. So good morning, Mayor.
Morning.
Commissioners, thank you for hearing our testimony. My name is Gabriela Gomez, and I'm the Program Manager of Youth and Family Services for Proyecto Única. Proyecto Única is a domestic and sexual violence branch of El Programa Hispano Católico that was developed in direct response to the needs identified by the Latino community. Proyecto Única's goal is to provide support, advocacy, and opportunity for self-empowerment, which enables survivors to exercise free and informed life choices. Founded in 1992 in response to a high community demand for culturally and linguistic-specific domestic and sexual violence services, Proyecto Única now serves over 1,500 survivors every year. Domestic and sexual violence is a significant public health issue nationally and in Oregon. It is important to note that according to the Women's Foundation of Oregon Count Her In report, nearly half of female Oregonians have experienced a traumatic childhood event such as abuse or neglect, and about 1 million women and girls have been sexually assaulted. That is more than half of the female population in Oregon. Today, we come specifically to testify about the impacts of the PCHIP program that is funded by the Portland Children's Levy. This program provides therapy, parent-child advocacy service, and a Saber es Poder, a culturally specific trauma recovery group, where members of the group learn and utilize tools to heal from the impact of domestic and sexual violence. The coping tools include self-care, self-esteem, having more options when a person feels triggered or upset, and ways to establish boundaries with people in their lives. During this grant cycle, 211 families, 512 children received advocacy services, and we provided 3,085 sessions of home visits and supportive services. Our therapeutic component served about 96 families in this grant cycle. The PCHIP program has four main outcomes, of which more than 90% of individuals and families self-report having met these outcomes. Advocacy outcomes demonstrate that parents improve their parent-child interactions as well as increase their knowledge of the impact of domestic violence on children. Amongst families that receive mental health support, the outcomes indicate the children that receive therapeutic services increase their cognitive coping skills. Many survivors have lived in isolation, and accessing resources or transportation is difficult, which is why home visiting programs such as PCHIP are so important. In the PCHIP program, we understand the complexities of domestic violence and highly value meeting survivors where they're at. Survivors who are connected to our program are coming from different points of their healing process. With the PCHIP program, we met them where they're at, experts of their needs, situation, family goals, barriers, and strengths. Next, our parent-child advocate, Lorena, will share some information with you and quotes directly from our families about the impact of this program.
Mayor, commissioners, thank you so much for receiving us today and hearing our testimony.
Good morning.
My name is Lorena de Garay, and I am a parent-child advocate. I currently home visit parenting survivors and their children in Multnomah County, and I am here to share the impact and testimony provided by survivors who, because of safety, were unable to attend today. It is important that their voices be heard and their experiences be shared. First, I will begin by discussing evaluation findings from our focus groups with PCL participants. Parenting survivors have stated that unconditional support was essential to overcoming domestic violence. Individuals specifically spoke to the importance of feeling understood, having a support network, and how surrounding themselves with good people was essential to healing. I will read their original quotes in Spanish with an English translation. Acerca de mis relaciones, las que tengo ahora, me brindan apoyo emocional. Cuando me siento triste, mi motivación es salir adelante con mis hijos. Regarding my relationships, the ones that I have now bring me emotional support. When I feel sad, my motivation is to get ahead with my children. I would like to add that the families I work with also discussed the importance of receiving services in Spanish that are culturally specific. This allows survivors to feel understood, develop trust, and feel like someone from their culture was there to provide support without judgment. Sé que la violencia doméstica es un gran problema en todas las culturas, pero lo que temía siendo latina era que no había recursos para mí dentro de esta comunidad. I know that domestic violence is a big problem in all cultures, but what I feared being Latina was that there weren't any resources for me in my community. It is important to note that overcoming fear was essential to the healing process identified by survivors. In this process, survivors identified feelings of increased confidence in their own decisions. Feeling more positive, increased energy, integrating new habits, including self-care and exercising, feelings of overcoming the violence and having learned to seek help, staying away from bad influences, and speaking up for themselves. I would like to mention that feeling support and validation is important for survivors, something that is stated in the following quotes. Estando en un grupo donde habían personas que habían experimentado la misma violencia, me sentía apoyada. I felt like being in a support group where other people had experienced the same violence. I felt validated. Tenía miedo de ver a mi bebé en meses en peligro. Encontré la fuerza para salir cuando mis instintos de madre sugirieron tenía que proteger a mi hija. I was afraid to see my months-old baby in danger. I found the strength to leave when my maternal instincts came out. I had to protect my daughter. I would like to state that the funding for these services is essential because it saves lives, increases safety, and provides healing and educational opportunities to families and their children who have been impacted by the traumatic experience of violence in abusive situations. It is important to understand that while we speak of statistics, these survivors and their families are our neighbors, friends, coworkers. They are our community. I thank you so much, and I appreciate continued funding for this program. Thank you.
Thank you very much for
being
here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next group is the NEA, NEA's foster care program.
Good morning, Commissioner Salzman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Alicia Bigback. I have been part of the foster care support program at NEA Family Center for 2.5 years. First as a staff member, and then in the summer of 2017, I moved into my current role as the program manager. In my current position, I have had the honor and privilege to serve what I consider to be our most vulnerable and underrepresented population in the city of Portland, which is our foster youth. The foster care support program at NEA Family Center has grown from the original number of clients served, which was originally written to be 50 youth, to its current number of 72. The program continues to gain recognition as a positive resource to the culturally specific population that it serves within the city of Portland. To be more specific, the outcomes being a positive or improved sense of cultural identity and a positive or improved sense of cultural knowledge, and lastly, a positive or improved sense of hope. Each of the youth has found a connection to the program that is unique and specific to the youth in terms of support and positive relationships within the community. There are a number of things that I can highlight about the uniqueness of this program and the population that it serves, but I have brought a few of the youth and staff members that can attest to the services they are receiving at the NEA Foster Care Support Program. With that being said, I would request that you please put the Portland Children's Levy on the May ballot.
Thank you.
Commissioner Saltzman and members of the committee, thank you so much for your time today. For the record, my name is Alicia Lynn McConnell, and I've been in the foster care support program at NEA for the past 12 years. This program has helped me become the first one in my family to not only graduate but high school, but graduate on time and third in my class. I'm the first one to drive and to have my license and pretty much do anything legitimately in my family. Growing up and coming from homelessness as a child, this has all just been a huge success. With the support that I've received from the program, it's helped me get all the way here. Because of my involvement with this program, I now feel like I have a place inside my community. My dad was adopted, you know, from out of state, and it took a lot of time to get into his records and, you know, just to find out that I was Native and then to find out my tribe and then, you know, just, you know, get an in. All of the people that I found that I have in my corner as an adult were somehow I met through the system here at NEA, like all of the people that, you know, who I call on whenever I, you know, my car makes a funny noise or whenever I have any problem. I can always call them and someone will pick up the phone and, you know, I don't know where I'd be without the program or the funding. I just really appreciate it. Please put the Portland Children's Levy on the May ballot. Thank you for taking the time to hear how the foster care program at NEA has helped the Portland's children and family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioner Saltzman and other members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sage Dupree. I've been a part of NEA's foster care support program for 2 years. The program, I can't begin to explain how important a program like this is. When we're talking about foster youth, a lot of the times you hear negative things of how foster care youth are not supported, foster youth don't have the ability to be able to go to school and have that support. Through NEA, personally, I was able to graduate high school early, get the support of, you know, I've moved around home to home. I've been in 6 homes, so I just wanted an adult supporter to help me. I've always kind of been used to being my own adult, so when, you know, you go into the system and you get these people who are supposed to be your parents, you're like, I don't want to be connected with them. Going to NEA, going to school, and then also being in the foster care support program was just easy. It felt comfortable. You know, you go and you see the same people all the time. Specifically for me, what I enjoy about the program is that because there are a lot of things that I do on my own whenever I do go to NEA, and Alicia is my case manager, I'm like, oh, I want to, you know, update my resume. Can you help me? Or, hey, I just got my name legally changed. You know, do you know if I have to pay for a new Social Security card? You know, just basic questions about daily life. I don't know where I would be without foster care support program, just because there's not a whole lot of other programs that are as best as NEA's, and I don't. DHS sometimes is really hard to have a connection with, especially when it comes down to culture or, you know, generational differences. So, yes, thank you for listening to my testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Aldo Scott, and I've been working with foster care support for about a year or two. And if it wasn't for them in general, I wouldn't be here today talking to you guys and Ray. I don't know, they've been like a good support for me, like in and out of school, and like they've been pushing me to graduate on time. I like been going to school every day since I've been working with these people, and like they're good people, and I recommend this program to upcoming students that are going to my school. And they help me with anything. I'm about to try to get my license and stuff and all this good stuff for I'm gonna graduate, and they help me do anything. And I hope you guys keep doing this. Help me help you, you know. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And please put Portland Children's Levy on the May ballot. Thank you for taking the time to hear how the foster care program at NEA has helped Portland children and family.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good testimony, all of you. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Casey Womack. I'm a foster care support specialist at NAIA. So that's through the program funded by PCL. And I work with a lot of youth that have worked with also a lot of professionals. And in that, it's really important to be consistent and safe and follow through. And what the foster care support program at NAIA does is provide that environment for them. And that's through the building itself, and it's also through the people who work out of that building. We're a home-based program, so we go out to the youth, which means that we're able to meet them wherever they're at. So that's at school, after their job, picking them up from their job, providing transportation, and all the while really focusing on building community and overall supports. And our focus in this program is culturally specific. So that's building up their Native American cultural knowledge, their cultural identity, and hope. This is huge because it provides a sense of connection and meaning in their life. So I see that every single day. I was with a youth recently that recently lost their job, and I was able to provide support kind of along the way of unemployment, going to a job fair. She received an interview and then, you know, another interview along the way, and that was very recent. So that alone is a success, and that's additional to really how we live as a people. So it's just a huge asset in the community to have this Native American resource. And I love that, because any type of connection is building community. It's building a safe and supportive environment, and we each need that. And here, it's definitely given, and it's given in a way that's one-on-one. It's given in a way that's in groups also, and kind of walking someone along to make them feel comfortable with who they are, who they're with, and providing company and support to, like, go out in the world and be confident and be a part of our society in a very positive and influential way. And that's what I see is happening constantly. And I appreciate the program, and more than that, PCL. And just knowing how much PCL does for our community and the Portland area is fantastic. And that trickles along throughout Oregon, because we serve so many tribes throughout Oregon and also throughout the nation. It's huge, and it's not just here, and it's not just with one person, it's with many. Thank you.
Thank you all for your...
Can we suspend the rules and assist these students as well?
Thank you.
Okay, our last group is the Meals on Wheels Meals for Kids program.
Good morning. I think that's just me this morning. We had a family who was going to come, and she ended up having to take her children to the doctor. So, okay. My name is Suzanne Washington. I'm the CEO of Meals on Wheels People, and I'm here to talk about the Meals for Kids program, which is part of the hunger relief focus area of the Children's Levy. As you know, that childhood hunger is a huge factor and results in poor school performance. It hurts physical, social, behavioral, promotes it. If kids are hungry, then it hurts behavioral, social. They have difficulties throughout their school life. So what we do is provide, a healthy meal for kids. We do it through our model of our senior program, where we deliver homebound meals to seniors. We use the same model, so we use volunteers to deliver healthy food to families directly where they are in their homes. The Meals for Kids program does an assessment and figures out how many meals the family needs to get through the end of the month to meet their budget needs. The meals are healthy, providing whole grains, fresh fruit, vegetables. It is made from scratch in our central kitchen in Multnomah Village and delivered, like I say, through volunteers to the homes. What's great about the program is that it, for working parents, for caregivers,